God bless you and thank you for always tuning in to our podcast. We are always honored to have you listen and be transformed by what God is doing. Thank you for always being faithful in sharing our podcast. Glory to God, our podcasts are now in more than 30 world nations in all 6 continents, and it's because of you. Over close to 1,000 listeners right now. God bless you. We are on a world mission of transformation of the world by the renewing of our minds using the word of the Lord as the instrument that will bring an end time transformation of the body of Christ. We love you and we are always praying for you. I am the usual voice you hear, Walter Sindaka. Today I'd like to share with us what we have titled, If I Die Before I Wake. If I Die Before I Wake. I heard the story of a young man who lost the father, and in a couple of months he lost the mother. He was barely 18 and he had 4 siblings to take care of. His uncles came home in Africa here and took everything that belonged to the father, because according to the family, according to the culture of his people, the customs demand that when the father is no more, his inheritance should be handed over to the brothers of the father, saying the uncles of the children. So the uncles came in, inherited the house, inherited everything. As a matter of fact, after the dad passed on, the uncles came to inherit the mother, and they inherited everything. And the mother died out of depression. And this young man, barely 18, he had the responsibility to become a father, to become a mother to his own siblings. And he weighed him down within the first 6 months. It wasn't easy. By the 8th month, he got up one morning and called his immediate follower, who was turning 16. And he told him, he said, "Brother, if I die before I wake, remember that I struggled to live for you. If I die before I wake, let it be known to you that an elder brother of yours decided to give his life as a ransom for your own destinies and future. I am embarking on a journey with a couple of friends. I do not know what beholds of us. I do not know what await us. But by the time you hear no more of me in a couple of months, and maximumly in a year, if I don't come back, celebrate and know that I went for you. But I have this one promise. I will make sure I don't die before I wake, so that my life will become the foundation for your success." Ladies and gentlemen, most times we come across situations in life we'd never invited them, because the truth is, the problems of life, the challenges of life, do not ask for our opinions before they throng themselves on us. They do not ask our ages. They do not seek our genius before they come to us. This young man was faced, a young man of 18 was faced with what he never invited upon himself. And somebody would be forced to ask, "Is God really there?" Yeah, God is really there. I'd like you to know that the circumstances of life may be uninvited to us and may come to us when we are unprepared. But these circumstances are prepared for us. Therefore, we must come to a point where we can take a decision with God. I say, "Oh Lord, I am embarking on this journey with you. If I die before I wake, then let it be known that I decided to trust in you. It's our prayer this morning or this day that you take up a challenge to stand with God. Take up a challenge, and I'd like you to know, with God, everything, like in everything, is possible. With God, that sickness can disappear right now, and it's gone in the name of Jesus. With God, that depression can go right now, and it is gone in the name of Jesus. With God, everything is possible. Trust in Him. If you do not trust in Him, He won't lose anything, but you will lose everything. But like the young man who embarked on this journey, legend tells us that in a couple of months, between 6 and 8 months, he came back home with a fortune in his hand. And the elders of his village remarked that this is a young man who took his life by his hand. Take your life by your hand and stand with the Creator. And I know God has destined you for greatness. God bless you for listening. I believe this has been able to inspire and challenge you. And I pray for you that whatever you're going through right now, may God give you the patience to learn the lessons and take all the courses, because you will come out victorious and you will use it to build lives and transform others. I pray that God will give you faith enough to be patient till the process is over. And I'm praying for any unfortunate circumstance you have found yourself in, may the hand of God come on you and take you out of it now in the name of Jesus. God bless you. The Lord give you peace. The Lord show you His kindness. May the Lord give you His love. And may He always be there, give you the assurance of His presence in the name of Jesus. God bless you. And thank you for sharing. I've been your brother and friend, Walter Slarker. And if you would love to get in contact with us, you can get the brochure there. Our information is quite there for you. God bless you.